You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Hello and welcome back to another micro episode of CORE. Today is October 19th, and here in the heart of spooky season, we have an episode all about appropriate risk. During the last two micro episodes, we shared a couple of instances where specific appropriate risks were taken and led to business growth and success. Appropriate risk not only has to do with growing or losing business. Each day, we take appropriate risks to do things like prevent danger. That decision-making process looks a bit different to each individual, but when you think about it, we already have a program in place to make that decision. This should ring a bell to you. To keep safety on track before every job, stop and think through the task, recognize the hazards, assess all the risks, control the hazard, keep safety first in all tasks. The acronym TRACK should sound very similar to the definition of appropriate risk. In the shop, you make decisions all day long that follow these guidelines. Following TRACK in decisions that don't necessarily directly involve a safety hazard can also help you take appropriate risks. For example, let's keep it simple. Say we were trying to make a decision to start servicing equipment from another manufacturer that we're unfamiliar with. First, we're going to think through the task. The idea to start servicing equipment from this new manufacturer is going to grow our service business and specifically keep our shops running with inspections during the winter. We will start servicing at maybe three specific locations and grow as our technicians become trained. We will have training sessions for our technicians to show them the differences between our equipment and theirs and how to best serve our customers. This is a specific and measurable idea that has been well thought out. Next, we're going to recognize the hazards and assess the risks. In this case, hazards and risks can kind of be considered together. Some of the hazards and risks of this idea could be a lack of training for our technicians. There's likely some legal requirements that we must address. And what if we invest in training and we don't get any new service customers out of it? Next, we're going to control the hazards. Don't just identify what they are, make a plan of how to resolve them, or how you'll work them into the plan. So for a hazard like the lack of training, we'll make a plan for a training schedule for technicians, who's going to train them, where they're going to be trained, when they're going to be trained. We're going to research the legality of working on other manufacturers' machines, and we're going to come up with a plan that keeps everything efficient and legal. There's a risk that we'll invest in training for our techs, and we may not get the business, but our techs will be more well-rounded in the end. Keep safety first in all tasks. When making decisions that don't directly relate to safety, think of the word safety in keep safety first in all tasks as the good of the company, our core values, or growth. Now that you've refamiliarized yourself with the steps of TRACK, you can utilize it to help take appropriate risks. But I want to remind you that safety measures have clear, non-negotiable procedures. TRACK was created to help you make decisions to maximize safety. In the realm of safety, there's no weighing, well, it would save me time if I skipped this step, which would save everyone time and money. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. In short, TRACK is a tool developed to help keep us safe, but the decision-making process of TRACK can be applied to other challenges. On that note, let's get into our sneak peek from episode 4. On the employee benefits side of things, the following question was submitted. What if we had on-site daycare for employees' preschool children? There would be a fee per child at cost.
Great idea. Which site would we like to do this on? Biggest issue we have. We have 24 locations. We don't have one location that's any much larger than any other location. To find people to staff all of those different locations to provide quality for care, child care throughout the system is just logistically almost impossible. And to provide child care for just one facility or two facility, to me, just doesn't seem right for the whole company.
Tune in next week to our full-length episode on appropriate risk. And if you haven't already, one of our upcoming episodes is about putting rumors to rest. We need your help to know what rumors are floating around the company. Submit your rumors using the link attached to this episode. And that's all I have for you today. So remember to keep building, keep growing, and keep listening to CORE. We'll see you next time.